read in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 down to verse 5, and I believe this is going to be very helpful to you. I just want to open up some things to you so you can be more effective at executing your faith for the project that you're working on that God has given you. It reads this way in verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of men's wisdom, human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Father, we thank you. We bless you for these precious moments that you've given us. And Father, we thank you for the ability to demonstrate. We thank you, God, that you have given that to us. And we ask that you would bring more and more clarity to us so we can be more effective at demonstrating. So, Father, let there be a demonstration as I speak to your people on tonight. Father, I didn't come for no other reason but to increase their faith so that they would demonstrate highly in the earth that they're living in. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Go ahead and take your seats. My title tonight, Faith and Demonstration, Faith and Demonstration. So usually when if we came out of the charismatic church, when we mention the word demonstration, we begin to think about laying hands on people, and that's still effective in this day and time. But there is another component of that. We talk about, you know, just the powerful things that happen in church, but we need some powerful things to happen outside the church. We need some demonstrations. And I'm not talking about being unruly in your workplace. What I'm talking about is that seeing the effectiveness of the Word of God manifesting in your personal lives, in the lives of the people around you, and letting them see the effectiveness of God occur. Because we can talk about it, we can shout about it, but it's time to demonstrate it. It's time to demonstrate it. And I'll go deeper as I talk into it, because when we hear that word, we often spiritualize it to the point to where it seems spooky. I'm not talking about spooky stuff. I'm talking about you being in a battle and you winning. That's what I'm talking about. So whatever battle you in right now, I believe the demonstration of that battle is you winning. Okay? Let me give you the definition of demonstration. It is something that serves as proof or supporting event. Supporting evidence. So demonstration is something serving as proof or supporting evidence. So when you have a demonstration, you now have something that serves as the proof of what you said and what you're doing, and it's supporting evidence. People need evidence. Your family needs evidence. Your coworkers need evidence. So I want you to stay with me, because I want to walk through this. I don't want you to teach what God gave me to teach. I want you to have the ability, and it takes faith to learn. It takes faith to be taught. I want to teach you something tonight, because it's very important. The evidence of my teaching is your execution. If you don't execute, there is no evidence. You want to know how you can really have a celebration or an acknowledgement or appreciation of your senior pastor is walk in what they teach. See, there's a few clapping of the hands. It's not about all the cars. We thank God for them. But what we want most of all, because we pay a price for what we teach and what we preach. So we go into battle because of the word that God places in us. The thing that validates what we preached is when you walk in what we preached. You are the evidence of the truth that we preach. You are the supporting evidence of what we teach and what we preach. Now, listen to this. The Apostle Paul demonstrated faith by speaking with simplicity. Now, the Apostle Paul, if you would read in the book, the end of the book of Acts chapter 21 and into Acts 22, you would notice that Paul began to speak in Hebrew. Paul spoke in Aramaic. Paul spoke in Hebrew. Paul spoke in Greek. Paul was an extremely intelligent man, extremely intelligent man. But he said, I did not use that type of language with these people. Because the simplicity helps in the execution. He says, so instead of speaking in Hebrew with you all, I am going to speak where you understand me so that now you can execute what I'm speaking. Now, he said, I know in Corinth they're accustomed to us using big words to prove our intelligence, using language to flatter people, but not empower people. He said that. He said, that's not what I'm here for. He said, I am going to use simplicity because I want to see results in your life. People cannot execute what they do not understand. So there is no clear representation that you've been under my tutelage if you can't execute what I'm teaching. He said, so I am going to slow down. I am going to make myself vulnerable. I'm gonna digress down to a place of seeming weak because I want to make sure the simplicity of what I'm saying is very well understood so that you will embrace the evidence. So stay with me here. The Apostle Paul demonstrates faith. It takes faith to step out of what you're accustomed to. To speak in a level of simplicity, not for your own benefit, but for the benefit of those that you're speaking to. Now, I know a lot. You know, I pastored in Atlanta. Yeah, so I know certain things. But because I've had those experiences doesn't mean that I can come and speak a certain language to you and you catch it. I got to understand where you are in order to stimulate your faith to bring you where you need to be. So I have to use some terminology that's simple or simplistic so that now you begin to walk in it. See, when you complicate faith, you paralyze faith. They have complicated faith. And you're wondering why people can't operate in it because you made it too complicated. He said, I'm going to take everything that's complicated out of it. He says, I'm going to bring some logic into it. I'm going to bring some simplicity into it so that you can now execute. Because, you know, you can spend your whole life preaching and no one ever understands what you're saying and no one ever walks in what you're saying. That is not good. That is not good at all. So let's move on. Y'all okay? Okay. Faith is not what you can do without it. You know, you could have done some of those things you could have done without faith. I'm talking about things you can't do without faith. You know, proper stewardship of finances, that can put you in a certain place. Okay. I'm talking about with proper stewardship, with the proper education, and you still can't get there. That's what I'm talking about when it comes to faith, okay? So, the Apostle Paul showed the people of Corinth the power of conversion through simple faith. So, the people needed to be converted. Let's use this word conversion just for a minute. If you're sick and you want to be healed, you need a conversion. If you're in poverty and you're wanting to be wealth, you need a conversion. If you're unsaved and you want to be saved, you need a conversion. So let's use this conversion in every single area of life. Whatever you're dealing with that's not God's plan for you, you need a conversion. You convert from one thing. You convert from you. Let me use my left hand for some stuff, and then go to my right. Let's shift from being disturbed and no peace to peace. You need a conversion. Worry, anxiety. You need a conversion for peace. So you have to have faith to believe that that conversion will take place. It'll take you from this negative to this positive. You understand what I'm saying? So he speaks to them so simple, the people at Corinth, because they're expecting a certain thing. And see, we've been preached to and taught so much, we don't understand that we're just getting emotionally aroused, but we're not in execution. And what happened to them, they put so much emphasis in Corinth, in that land, they were putting so much emphasis in how he said it. Man, did you hear how he said that? Did you see how he done that? Did you? But if it didn't empower you to walk in faith, it doesn't care how much I entertained you. So you walk out thinking and feeling like you've been well entertained, and then nothing is executed outside of the church. So he said, I am not going to come to you and allow you to put emphasis on the way I spoke it. I need something to happen to validate my calling in you. I need a conversion to take place in you. I need you to understand how faith works and what it produces. And I need you to know it firsthand. So the Apostle Paul shows the people of Corinth the power of conversion through simple faith. Faith is simple. You think you dress faith up like you dress up a Christmas tree. You put a lot of ornaments on it. But faith is just a tree that remains green. That's all faith is. It maintains its authenticity. It doesn't need you to dress it up. It doesn't need you to put lights on it. Faith alone will do its job. Let me help you with something. You know, we talk about this. No disrespect to anybody. But, you know, some of y'all try to dress up a t-shirt. You put your little, women put their little belt on, and then put their little jacket over it. Put their accessories to it. You do the same thing with faith. And by the time you have accessorized it, you have diluted it. So the Apostle Paul says, I'm going to sit a tree here with no accessories on it. And it can stand by itself. It can move mountains by itself. It can heal cancer by itself. It can transform the poor to wealth. It can transform those who are deranged in their mind to a place of peace. Because that's what happened with the man who was in the tomb. It was simple faith. Jesus used simple faith. And that man, the next time they saw him, he was dressed and clothed. And it was so drastic, it scared the people of the land. It's simple faith. And so we have to bring it. That's why I said we're going deep. We have to take all these ornaments off the tree. And we've gone to the place in that where we turn the Christmas tree upside down there. I seen posts about that. So you turn faith. You're doing all kind of things with faith instead of walking in it, living in it. Benefiting from it. So the Apostle Paul, he has to approach them. He said, I know you guys. I know what you like. I know what you enjoy. He said, but I'm not going to come to you the way you want me to come to you. Because it's not going to be beneficial to you. And you're not going to get the conversion that you're looking for if I come to you the way you want me to come to you. I will be no different than the last speaker that you had. Because all I've done is cause you to put emphasis on my language and not on what I was saying. So he said, I need to make it simple for you guys. I need to just break it down. You know, it's not a tree with ornaments on it. It's not a t-shirt with a jacket to match and a nice belt. It doesn't need all that. All it needs is you to believe. That's all it needs. Don't religiously dress it up. During the shift conference on the Tuesday night, I was dressed in full vestment. Not full vestments, because I have a mitre. I look like the Pope if I wore that. And I didn't want to look like the Pope, so I didn't wear it. But that's all. That's all in the dressing. But the faith is underneath. Or you will think that when you put vestments on, you become powerful. If you're not powerful before you put vestments on, you're not powerful after you put vestments on. If you don't believe you're powerful before you come to worship, you're not going to be powerful after you come to worship. It's simple. It's simple faith with evidence. So when you bring the simplicity to it, everybody can participate. It doesn't. You can work in the executive office, or you can work for McDonald's. You can still work faith. We've done this. We think, oh man, look at that position that they have. They really have faith. You think faith is the position that they have achieved. See, we're dressing it up. Faith could be believing food in the house every week by a single parent. That is faith. I listened to this story. I love this story. This guy, he was peeping through the window. Well, not peeping, but he was overhearing this woman, praying that God would send her food. She was out of groceries, and so she's praying. So the next door neighbor overhears her praying, and he doesn't believe in God. He's an atheist, so he goes out and buys her groceries, sets the groceries at the front door, knocks on the door, hides behind the shrubbery there, and then the woman comes out, and she sees the groceries. She gets all excited. She's praising God, and he jumps out and says, uh-huh, I told you God wasn't real. I prayed for those groceries and brought those groceries to you. And then she said, Lord, thank you. I praise you. You used the devil to bring my groceries to me. Real faith will cause your enemies, your adversaries, the devil to be a blessing to you. See, it's just simple faith. It's just simple faith. He heard her prayer. God heard her prayer. The atheist heard her prayer, and God met her petition through the atheist. Your faith is in what was communicated, and now not how it was communicated. Your faith is in what was communicated, and not in how it was communicated. See, the Apostle Paul, who wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, now he's saying, I need to make sure that your faith is in what I am communicating and not how I communicated it. Because we have a tendency to believe more in the how, which doesn't have faith. It's what he said that we put our faith in, not how he said it. Because he could have spoken. He could have spoken in Aramaic. He could have spoken in Greek. He could have spoken in Hebrew. He could have spoken in any of those, any other language that he knew. He could have spoken in that. But it wasn't that. It was what he said. And a lot of presenters now lose themselves trying to make sure or attempting to say it the way you will grasp it. But the biggest obstacle is, can you walk out what you heard? Let the weak say, I am. That was Tuesday morning. Let the poor say, I am rich. Okay. What is he communicating? You know, this stage can, to some people, can seem glamorous. I feel like it's just you're just a target. It's more about what we're trying to get to you than to get from you. If I can get something to you, it can unlock you financially. I can get that to you. And not have to wear a certain type of clothing to prove to you that it worked. It wasn't what I was wearing, it's what I was saying. Stay with me. It's not what they're wearing. Is what they're saying. Whatever I wear, I got it because of what was said. You understand me? See, we're simplifying it. We're making it simple. We have to make it simple so that you don't miss it. And most of the time, we miss it because we try to make simple complicated. Some leaders think, if I can't confuse you, I can't lead you. So your faith is in what was communicated and not how it was communicated. Simple communication can bring great demonstration. Simple communication can bring great demonstration, great evidence. I love the evidence, but I love what causes the evidence more. I can get more demonstration, more evidence if it's simple. So faith comes by here. I come to church. I have a faith project. Anybody have a faith project? You got a faith project? Okay, if you have a faith project, what you do, make it simple. Just come and you listen to what I'm saying. Take the ornaments off the tree. Simple, pure faith. Believe in what you're hearing and watch it convert. Just watch it convert. I am seeing things convert on a very high level now. But I believe with an empty tree of ornaments, because I don't need anything distracting me from my faith. Simple faith can bring great demonstration. The Apostle Paul is encouraging them that they can have demonstration of spirit and of power. The power of God will go into operation if you simplify. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I don't know who all those other folks are in the room. Spirit, soul, body. Everything that God created was created simple. Man complicated it. Now we can't even get much out of it. Not great demonstration, because so much complication has come and so many ornaments are on that we can't get the results that we desire. So we come into an atmosphere filled with faith and leave out with doubt. Are y'all okay? Simple communication can bring great faith. So if I'm believing in a conversion, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the authority of the word. I am going to pray in the name of Jesus, a name that's above every name. And I am going to believe that when I end my prayer in the name of Jesus, I am going to get up from that place and believe for my harvest. Let me take you a little bit further. I have a seed that needs to go through conversion. I put a seed there. I don't want a seed back. I want a harvest. I want a tree. I want fruit. So I take a seed. I put seed in the ground. My faith and belief system said that seed is going to convert into a tree with fruit on it. That's what my faith says. I am not going back and dig that up. I am going to give it its germination time. I am going to water it with my faith. I am going to get more word that agrees with the harvest that I'm expecting, whether it be in my health, whether it be in my finances, whether it be in my ministerability. It's going to come to pass. Why? Because I have simple faith. It's going to happen. You know, some people watch me and they, you know, wonder why I'm not uneasy. Because I believe. And if what I'm facing doesn't look like what was on the seed packet, I'm going to wait until it does. I'm going to believe until it changes. I think, Brendan, I met you when you were a lieutenant, right? That's when we met. But there was a seed in him when I met him as a lieutenant. A seed of being the fire chief. That was a while back. But it happened. I want to help some of y'all. It's going to happen. If you don't dig your seed up and you keep the faith and keep it simple, it's going to happen. Listen. There are things that I'm believing for. I can see it happen. I can feel it in the atmosphere happen. You don't recognize it because you didn't look at my seed packet. You may know what should be going on in your field, but do you know what should be going on in my field? See, one thing is simple faith has to work through your religion. See, some of y'all got to take off all that religious stuff. I got to spin. I got to holler. I got zandarabokosa. I got to do. If I don't spin around three times, ain't nothing going to happen. You've been spinning for a long time and still. Listen to me. Faith is not in the spin. Let's take off the spin, because the spin has been the hindrance and you've been more focused on spinning than you are in believing. But say this with me. I believe. That's how simple it is. That's how simple it is. That's why the man who had the son who was foaming at the mouth, having convulsions, he said, "Help my unbelief." When his unbelief was helped, his son got healed. I'm not telling y'all this Christmas put up a tree with no lights on it. I'm just asking you, to stop spending so much energy dressing up things that doesn't need it. Faith doesn't need you to dress it up. You want to get demonstration? You want to see the evidence that validates the fact that you got faith? Then stop dressing things up. And stop teaching other people to dress it up. There are simple commands. Jesus said, go and wash in the pool of Siloam. He told him that, so he went and done that. That was obedience. You notice that blind Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, before he could get healed, he had to take off his blind man clothing. Could it be that you put too many ornaments? You took so much time putting on the blind man clothes, you didn't realize it was your day to see. Okay. Simple seems like revelation, doesn't it? Simple seems like revelation. Simple seems deep. Because we covered ourselves with so much, we can't hardly believe God anymore. The objective is for your faith to rest on God's power and see great demonstration. The objective is for your faith to rest on God's power. Somebody say this with me. God's going to do it. I'm going to do my part. I'm going to do my part. I'm going to believe. If he gives me an assignment, I'm going to go to that destination. I'm going to do exactly what he says for me to do out of obedience. But the objective is for your faith to rest, if you're a believer, to rest on God's power and see great demonstration. He made it so simple, it's difficult for us to do. I just do my part. All I do is my part. I don't do his part. I do my part. Once I've done his part, my wife will tell you, Sasha will tell you, those who have been around me, as soon as I do my part, I'm at ease. I'm at peace. I've done my part. Nothing's changed. I just done my part. Now I'm at peace. Now he's got to do his part. That's not my part. I've done my part. Now you do your part. Now I'm resting. My faith is resting on God's power. And I will see great demonstration. Well, you know, I ain't seen anything yet. Well, you don't know what to look for. It's my faith. I'm the one, I know the early signs of what I'm looking for. Because I know what I asked for. I know what I believe for. So I know what it looks like. Maybe you can't see it because you're not a part of it. So if we want our faith to rest on the power of God, then we only do our part, starting with believing, which means your stress level decreases right now. First thing that's going to happen is your stress level decrease when you start believing him. Why are you all stressed out? People have more assets, which means they have more stress because they got their assets without faith. Somebody was telling me just the other day, I'm not going to say a name of anybody that was a person that said it, but they said, this person that I know, that you know, they were doing harm to their nails until they got the place. Until they got the place. Then the stress left. You got to see yourself there after you have believed. You got to see it already done. And if you can see it done, your stress level, your blood pressure, all of a sudden it comes down. We would be having our deck redone. We got a quote back early September, and we've been waiting. And finally, they called this morning and said, Mr. Davis, we're on the way to redo your deck. We didn't stress over the deck. We walked on the deck, the old deck. We utilized the old deck. But now we have a partially new deck. And at some point, we will have a completely new deck. But we didn't stress over the deck. Never stress over something that's really not falling apart. It's just waiting for restoration. Why am I going to stress? I've already used my faith. I have a quote. They said they're coming. I just don't know when. I believe your day is going to sneak up on you. I believe you about to get a call about something you've been waiting for. And because you maintain your composure of peace, and you did not allow time to make you uneasy and get you off focus in something else you should have been doing while you were waiting. And see, when you get the right people that really work with excellence, it takes time. Detail is everything. So they out there working. I don't care. I know I got the right people. So I just do what I do. I studied. I rested some today because I knew I'd be ministering to you. I didn't worry. I am not worried at all. Why? Because the day has come. It started today. I am seeing results already. And I like what I see. I like what I see. I like what I see. I'm telling you, when that simple breakthrough starts coming up, you're going to like what you're going to say. These are the evidence. This is demonstration. This is what I've been waiting on. This is what I've been expecting. And no one knows like you know on your faith project what to look for. I could have hung up the phone and said, hey, that's the wrong call. It's been too long. I talked to y'all over a month ago, but I knew when I got the call. Something down in my spirit. And this guy, this is a contractor. He's a friend of mine. We always laugh and joke. So he starts out with jokes and all those things. But I know what he's about to say. He's about to say, we're on the way. Because he would not have called me that early in the morning just to tell jokes. You're about to get a call. And I've been trying to warn you through every faith message that I've been preaching. And you've been sitting there with all your ornaments and all your decorations and all that kind of stuff. And I've been trying to take that stuff off of you because what you call faith is not faith. Faith is a bare tree that carries its own persona. That it doesn't need you to dress it up. It doesn't need you to speak for it. It will speak for itself. It will demonstrate for itself. It'll say to everybody that doubted you, they were wrong and you were right. Aren't you ready? Don't try to vindicate yourself on social media. Just let your faith speak for you in this season. Let your faith demonstrate what you say. Thank you. So after I got the call, I looked back at the invoice, and I forgot all that was on there. So we're going to redo your deck. We're going to repaint your railings. We're going to not only repaint your railings around your deck, we're going to repaint the railings around your pool. And we're going to, I forgot all that was in store. I promise you, if you don't stop believing, they're going to do some things you forgot was supposed to be a part of that project. So y'all miss that. Y'all miss that. Y'all miss it. Because you forgot some of the things that you asked for. God's going to do that too. See, you said, God, give me peace. God's going to give you some money with your peace. God's going to give you some healing with your peace. A young lady walked up here. He said, I got something to show you. Last time I saw her, she was on a walker. Tonight, she has a cane. That's called progress. That says she has faith. She walked over here to the wall. I saw her at the school on Monday. She was on a walker. She's on a cane. Can you just step out in the aisle for me real quickly so they'll see what faith will produce if you just believe? She's not on a walker. She's on a cane now. So if she can go from a walker to a cane, she can go without a cane at some point if she keeps her faith simple. Somebody shout evidence. Demonstration. That's what faith does. There's no way I'm going to walk through this life all my life and never see some evidence and never see some demonstration. I'm telling you, I'll drop the mic if God don't do something I'm believing for. But since I've seen what the Lord can do, I am going to keep my simple faith forward and watch Him do even more. I believe a season is open where you're about to see some things happen in your life. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. You better get your hands out your pocket and get ready to open up your hands and believe that you receive. You got to change your posture. You got to change the way you look at things. God does exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Tell your neighbor it's already done. Yeah, it's already done. It's already done. When I walked out on this platform, the Lord told me, He said, it's already done. He said, all you got to do is walk it out. Refresh every location. All you got to do is walk it out. It's already done. The devil's trying to distract you. Don't get distracted. It's already done. Everything He showed you is going to come to pass. It's already done. I know it's not in the Bible, but it said, don't wait until the battle is over. Shout out, because it's already done. The breakthrough is already there. The promotion is already there. The healing is already there. The wealth is already there. Everything that God said would be is already done. He just needs you to walk it out. Something good is about to happen for you. Let me do this. Since you're in the jurisdiction that I oversee, I want my faith to override your doubt. I believe something good is about to happen for you while you're under my jurisdiction. shouldn't have came under my jurisdiction if you didn't want to believe. Since you're under my jurisdiction, faith is how we function. If you didn't want your home paid off, you never should have walked into a debt-free building. It's contagious, y'all. It's contagious. If you didn't want peace, you never should have got under myself and Lady Davis. Because we have the Prince of Peace living on the inside of us. It's already done. 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 People better be careful about you because they don't know what's about to happen for you. They don't need to mishandle you because they don't know what's about to happen for you. Some of them gonna be upset that they left you. Stop worrying about them. They're about to realize I made the worst mistake of my life by walking out on them. Increasing in value right now because we're taking all the cheap stuff off of you, all the cheap accessories. We're taking all the cheap stuff off of you. The more we remove the accessories, the more valuable your faith becomes. Can you believe for? Because I believe, based on what I've learned through study, if I can believe it, I can have it. And I believe that I receive it. I got enough evidence around me that I'll never doubt God another day in my life. I'll trust him with every fiber of my being. He's been better to me than I can be to myself. He saw fit to give me a future when I thought I was hung up in my past. When I thought my time was up, that's when he started the clock. I thought the race was over. He said the race just has begun. Some of y'all feel like you're too late. You're not too late. Life, you're just about to start living. Some of y'all, God couldn't trust before because you didn't have the wisdom that you need. Now that you have the wisdom, your life is about to begin. Some of y'all think you've been living. No, you have been living. You don't live until you live by faith. You've been existing, but you're about to live, I promise you. And not many days from now, you're going to have to fight for a seat in this faith arena. He's going going to bless the politician. He's going to bless the educator. He's going to bless the person that leads a religious organization. He's going to bless the entertainer. He's going to bless the athlete. I got to go, y'all. If there's a spirit, soul, and a body, if there's a Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, if there's a resurrection on the third day, touch three people and tell them it's already done.
If you're ever in the Birmingham area, we'd love to see you. Stop by, because everyone is welcome at Refresh Family Church. It's full of friendly people, a warm atmosphere, and a powerful word. Our service times are Sundays at 9 a.m. or our empowerment service on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We're located at 117 12th Court Northwest in Birmingham, Alabama. We'll see you soon at Refresh. Want to find out more about Apostle Stephen A. Davis? Well, log on, because StephenADavis.org is now live. That's right, log on to StephenADavis.org now and you can find out all about him. Watch live broadcasts and get all the information you need at StephenADavis.org. Available on all platforms. Log on today. Refresh Family Church. As we worship together, remember our five goals: serving the needs of families, reaching the lost, equipping the saints, reaching the nations, and transferring to generations. At Refresh Family Church, we're more than just a church. We're a nation. To find out more, log on to StephenADavis.org. We'll see you next time.